So, if you will all just place yourselves in a very comfortable situation, a way in which you feel that you can sit for some time or concentrate for some time on the task before you. And close your eyes. Be aware of any conflict in your body, any resistance in your body, and just consciously relax that, let it go. Now with conscious intention, conscious awareness, make the intention to be successful in giving yourself full potential to make the alchemical connection you need to do. Bringing your consciousness into the region of your heart, make sure that you are now able to experience all aspects of your consciousness through your awareness. Feel your conscious awareness in the form of how it relates to your mind, how it relates to the activities of the subtle body. Bringing your awareness up to your head region so that you may be experiencing the area around the brain and how the mind is interacting in awareness. And explore that for quite some time. Now consciously and with intention, accept the mind and all of its processes, all of the ways in which it works, as it is, just accept it.
Oh,
Now, I want you to be aware and be fully conscious of how you feel and all of the processes through which feeling manifests in your life. Be aware of the space in the heart, in the chest, in the Manipura chakra, just above the navel. Be aware how your feelings manifest there, how your emotions come from there. Now, with conscious intention, make a connection between the way you feel in the heart solar plexus region and the way you are thinking, the way you are aware in the mind. Make a conscious connection between the two. Let the two meet somewhere between them. Experience this for some time. Now I want you to visualize in your own aura, an empty space in another dimension which is inaccessible to you. Just see it as a space. You will see this space as being like a blackness or a darkness or a cloud within another dimensional space in your aura. You are visualizing this now. Now I want you to, in this connected mind, heart, solar plexus axis, I want this connected consciousness to move into that darkened space, that void of a space. Just be in the middle of it, in that dimension. And with all awareness and thinking powers enabled, feel what it is in there. Just feel it and be aware of it. Vasa. If you lose the thought again, move back again in this mind, heart, solar plexus axis. Again, see that dark space and move in again. What is important when you are in that space is to not resist the feelings, not resist the awareness. Just accept it. Now, whatever you have experienced, whatever has come to your awareness, let it be. Just accept it, for it is. Accepting it means you are not condemning or judging whatever it is. And in this state of acceptance, now come back out from that space and come back to your state of being. That state of being where you are centered in yourself, you are centered in your energy, you are there that full aware consciousness in the heart. And from that vantage point, from that point of view, look out into your energy and try to see all those dimensions again. Look into the dimension of your unconscious. You should now see that it's no longer dark, but that it's light like the rest of your energy. It is no longer unconscious, but it is now integrated into your consciousness. Feel good about that. Now concentrate on the spirit that you are as you say, I am, I am, I am, and feel your energy expanding outwards like the beams of light in all directions from your heart. I want you to keep that feeling of I am, yet at the same time feel the connection of the mind, feel the connection of the heart and the solar plexus. Draw the three together as a group, embrace them together. Feel your feelings surging through your being. Feel your thoughts running through your being. Feel your energy. Feel its power. Feel its uniqueness. Now ask the Divine, however you wish to address him, her, them, for a bump in the consciousness. And just feel how you feel it, if you can feel that bump.
Namaha.
Now you may open your eyes, remembering this experience and being able to reproduce it either through the recording or by memory later on, for this is your access, your entrance into your bhakti.